Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1 to 31, and key verses, chapter 9, verse 6, 7, and 53, 6. Especially Isaiah chapter 53 is called the suffering Messiah chapter. The prophets about suffering Christ. Okay. Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 1 to 31. Let us read chapter 1 alternatively and key verses together. Let me start. Verse 1. The vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. The ox knows his master. The dog knows his master. The donkey has the donkey his owner's manger, but Israel does not know. His my people do not understand. Why should you be beaten anymore? Why do you persist in rebellion? Your whole head is injured, your whole heart afflicted. Your country is desolate, your city is burned with fire, your fields are being stripped by foreigners right before you, laid waste as when overthrown by strangers. Unless the Lord Almighty has left us some survivors, we would ever become like Sodom. We would ever be like Gomorrah. The multitudes of your sacrifices, what are they to me? Says the Lord, I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams and fat of fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. Now, new moons, sabbaths, and convocations, I cannot bear your evil assemblies. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Encourage the oppressed. Defend the cause of the fatherless. Bless the case of the widow. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. See how the faithful city has become a harlot. She once was full of justice, righteousness, used to dwell in her, but now murders. Your rulers are rebels, companions of thieves. They all love bribes and chase after gifts. They do not defend the cause of the fatherless. The widow's case does not come before them. I will turn my hand against you. I will thoroughly purge away your dross and remove all your impurities. Zion will be redeemed with justice, her penitence once with righteousness. You will be ashamed because of the sacred oaths in which you have delighted. You will be disgraced because of the gods that you have chosen. The mighty man will become tinder, and his work is work a spark. Both will burn together, with no one to quench the fire together. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, the peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing the upholds with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. We all, like a sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Amen. God bless all of us with his powerful living words. Especially one of key verses, chapter 9, 6, is text we shared last Christmas Sunday. Do you remember? This is one of the biggest prophets of Jesus, first coming, first advent. Yes, today we are to study book Isaiah. From today's book Isaiah to the last book of Old Testament's Malachi, 17 books from today's book Isaiah to last book of the Old Testament Malachi, 17 books are called prophetic books, prophecies. Yes, we know already the books in the Bible library are not arranged in chronological order, but just according to writing styles. Then, these last 17 books in the Old Testament are called prophecies, prophetic books. All these 17 prophetic books, just except for one book, Lamentations, are written by the prophets who wrote that book as main character in that book. Before sharing this book, I want to make it clear what is prophecy. The word prophecy is very familiar to us. What is prophecy? Prophecy is not fortune telling. Prophecy is not just predicting what will happen in the future. Then, biblically, prophecy means the revelation of God's will for the future on based of the condition of the present. So in this broad sense, we can say the word of God itself is a prophecy. If you agree, my sermon is a revelation of God's will for our future based on the condition of the present, yes, the sermon is a prophecy. Especially evangelism message is a prophecy. We know the key message of evangelism is that God so loves you and me, and he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in order to save us from our sins and give us eternal life. Then if we believe in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord now, and we will be saved once for all, forever. But if we do not believe in Jesus Christ, if we reject Jesus Christ now, through the whole life of this world, yes, we will be condemned in torments, in pain, in hell forever and ever. This is the prophecy of prophecies revealed by God to all human beings. So let us make it clear the definition of the prophets biblically. Prophecy is the revelation, especially written or a vocal revelation of God's will for the future on the basis of the condition of the present. Okay. This book, Isaiah is written one of great prophets, Isaiah, who lived in Jerusalem, about during latter half of the 8th century BC. Sometimes this book, Isaiah, is often thought of as the greatest of writing books. We can see in chapter 1, verse 1, the historical background of this book. The background is the vision. The vision concerns Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, four kings of Judah. Yes, we know already in our study long time ago, the kingdom of Israel was divided into two kingdoms, southern kingdom and northern kingdom in BC 930. Then northern kingdom, Israel was destroyed by Assyria in BC 722 to 721. Then at that time, the prophet Isaiah lived in Jerusalem. And he began his ministry near the end of King Uzziah. Uzziah was the 10th king in southern kingdom. Uzziah, four kings, Uzziah 10th, and his son Jotham, and his son Ahaz, and his son Hezekiah. He began his ministry at the time of Uzziah and continued through his son Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Actually, Isaiah's wife also prophetess. At least he had two sons, according to his testimony in chapter 7, verse 3, and chapter 8, verse 3. He had at least two sons. We do not know exactly how he finished his earthly life, earthly ministry. But Talmudic tradition says he was martyred. He was killed by being sawn in two during the reign of Manasseh. Manasseh was Hezekiah's son. Manasseh was one of the wicked king in the history of certain kingdom. Anyway, Isaiah's long ministry ranged from about 740 to 680 BC. Then at the time, Assyria was growing, rising in power under its king, Tiglath, who turns toward the west after his conquest in the east. At the time, Assyria conquered small countries around the Mediterranean coast, including northern kingdom Israel and much of Judah. So Isaiah warned its kings against trusting alliances with other human countries rather than the power of God. As a contemporary of other prophets, such as Hosea and Micah, Isaiah prophesied at the last years of the northern kingdom, but he ministered for the southern kingdom, Judah, who was following the sins of her sister, northern kingdom, Israel. Then after the destruction of northern kingdom by Assyria in 722 BC, Isaiah warns Judah of judgment, not by Assyria, but by Babylon, even though Babylon had not yet risen to power at the time. Then at the time of King Hezekiah, Assyria invaded, attacked Judah. But at the time, godly King Hezekiah prayed earnestly. That's why Judah escaped captivity by Assyria. You know, at the time, the angel of the Lord hit Assyrian camp, Assyrian soldier camp. So the angel of the Lord killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. But after Hezekiah, his son Manasseh became king. Manasseh overthrew again the worship of God and rejected the ministry of Isaiah. That's why from the time of Manasseh, Judah began to decline rapidly. This is the background of this story. This story of Hezekiah is written in chapters 36, 37, 38, up to 39 as a historical parenthesis. Yes, Isaiah. His name Isaiah means the Lord saves. The Lord saves. Today's sermon topic is the Lord saves. Can you see? Our salvation is of the Lord. We can say this book, Isaiah, is miniature Bible. Isaiah is like a miniature Bible. It means we can say Isaiah, this book, Isaiah is small book in the whole Bible. Small Bible. Isaiah is a small Bible in whole Bible. Shall we see why and how we can say like this? Isaiah is a miniature Bible or a small Bible in big one Bible. Number one, for example, yes, we know how many books are in the Bible? Yes. Bible, the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, Old Testament, New Testament, whole Bible has 66 books. Isaiah has 66 chapters. Isaiah consists of 66 chapters. Then the Bible has two parts. Old Testament with how many books? Old Testament with 39 books. And New Testament has 27 books. 39 plus 27, 66. And the book Isaiah can be divided into two parts. Two parts. First part is from chapter 1 to 39. Hallelujah. And second part is the final last 27 chapters. It means the second part is starting with chapter 40 to 66. Okay. Old Testament ends with warning of curse. The last book of Old Testament, Malachi, then in Malachi, last chapter, last verse, last word is curse. Otherwise, I will come and strike this land with a curse. So Old Testament ends, close with warning of curse. Then New Testament, Revelation chapter 22:3, ends with no more curse. There will be no more curse any longer. No cry, no death, no pain, no disease, no cold, no sickness, no cancer. No more curse. Like this, in Isaiah first part, from chapter 1 to 39, is filled with condemnation, judgments on immorality and idolatry of men. Judah has sinned, and other countries, surrounding countries, have sinned. Egypt sinned, Assyria sinned, Babylon sinned, Ethiopia sinned, Ammon sinned, North Kingdom sinned, all the earth has sinned. So judgments must come. God cannot allow such terrible sin to go unpunished forever. So the first part of book Isaiah from chapter 1 to 39 is the prophecies of judgment, prophecies of condemnation. There are many prophecies against many countries, including Judah, Israel, Assyria, Babylon, even Ethiopia, Palestine, and Tyre, and Arabia, other many countries. Then second part, from chapter 40 to 66, 27 chapters, second part brings message of hope. Second part stress. Second part proclaim a Messiah is coming. Who is that Messiah? Yes, Jesus Christ. The Messiah is coming as a savior to bear the cross, as a sovereign God to wear the crown. So second part is a prophecy of comfort or a consolation. First part is a prophecy of condemnation against many countries. But second part is a prophecy of comfort or a consolation by Messiah's coming in this world as a Savior and Sovereign God. Next. Yes, the whole Bible begins with the creation of material heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It means material, visible heavens, universe, sky, space, and the earth. It means in the beginning, God created the universal, all material things. God created space, time, and material in the beginning. Then Revelation 21:1 says, new heaven, new earth. I saw the first heaven mentioned in Genesis 1:1. The first heaven, the first earth had passed away. I saw new heaven, new earth. Revelation 21:5 says, I am making everything new. We can say the creation of heaven and earth in Genesis 1:1 is material, visible, tangible, physical heaven and earth. Then the heaven and earth mentioned in Revelation 21:1 and 5 means spiritual and forever, forever heaven and earth. Like this also, Isaiah, yes, we read already, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2, do you see? Chapter 1, verse 2, hear, O heavens, listen, O earth. Like this, Isaiah starting with heavens and earth. The last chapter, last two chapters, chapter 65:17 says, behold, I will create new heavens, new earth. Also, last chapter, chapter 66, verse 22 says, the new heavens, new earth I make will endure, stand before me forever and ever. You know, Isaiah 43:19, I am doing a new thing. I am doing something new. I'll make a way in the deserts. I'll make rivers. I'll make streams in the wasteland. Like this, Isaiah starts with material heavens and earth, but ends, finished with new heaven and new earth. Another thing is, yes, we know the ultimate purpose of man's existence throughout the whole Bible is for what? Ultimate purpose of man's existence for the glory of God. Yes, for the glory of God. That's why 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Whatever you are doing, do it all for the glory of God. It's like this already. Isaiah reveals very, very clearly God is creating human beings continually in spirit to receive glory from human beings who created in his image. Chapter 43, verse 7 says, everyone, call everyone, anyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and I made. Yes, we read already key verse, chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, and chapter 53, verse 6. All Bible focus on Jesus Christ. Do you agree?
Yes.
The main theme of the whole Bible is Jesus Christ. That's why when we started this series study of whole Bible, we said, Bible is all about Jesus Christ. Shall we say it together? Bible is all about Jesus Christ.
Bible is all about Jesus
Bible is all about Jesus Christ. Jesus himself testifies about himself. Jesus testified about himself. All scriptures testify himself. Myself, Jesus says. John 5:39, Jesus himself says, you diligently, honestly study the scriptures because you think, you believe by scriptures you possess eternal life. These scriptures are the scriptures that testify about me. Jesus says like this. Also, Acts 10:33 says, all scriptures and all prophets, actually, he who says the will of God is prophet. That's why Bible says already Abraham is prophet. Do you believe? Abraham is prophet. Moses, prophet. Elijah, prophet. Elisha, prophet. Samuel, prophet. All men who were used by God in revealing his will are called prophets. Then Acts 10:43 says, all prophets testify about Jesus Christ, that everyone believes in him receives the forgiveness of sins through his name. Like this, the focus of prophets of Isaiah is on Jesus Christ. Yes, in his book Isaiah prophesied about many, many countries, Judah, Israel, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Palestine, Arabia, Ethiopia. He prophesied about many, many human countries at the time, but his prophecy is focused on Jesus Christ. Do you know? Actually, Old Testament has more 300 prophecies about Jesus' first coming, directly or indirectly. You know, imagine the odds that even 10 of them could be fulfilled by one person is a statistic marvel, miracle. Let me say one more time. Even how many prophecies about Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, directly or indirectly? More than 300 prophecies. And Isaiah contributes a number of them. Then, even 10 of that prophecies fulfilled by one person, that is a miracle, marvelous thing. Then all prophecies fulfilled by one person who is Jesus Christ, who is God incarnated in person. Did you receive paper? This is not all. This is not all. I picked up some of them. The title, Prophecies and the Fulfillments About Christ in Isaiah and the New Testament. Who needs this paper? If you receive this paper, would you stand up, please? Stand. Because of the limitation of time, I will not explain. Just we will read together. Okay? Let us read like this. First sentence is the prophets about Jesus Christ in Isaiah, and next verse from New Testament is the fulfillments in the New Testament. Okay. Sisters, would you read prophecy in Isaiah? And brothers, read fulfillments. If you believe this prophecy is fulfilled, accomplished completely, by one person, Jesus Christ. Okay. Shall we start? Sisters, would you read? Would you read? Sisters read only prophecy. Brothers read fulfillments. Okay. Ready, go. Heard that John has been put in prison. Fulfilled what was said through the prophet Isaiah, land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, along the Red Sea. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion." have called you in righteousness. I'll take hold of your hand. Brothers, loudly, brothers, loudly. Men of sorrow. But he was pierced for our transgressions. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they bring against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." There came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Pilate ordered that it be crucified. They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right hand, one on his left. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Together, Isaiah was sent to him. Amen. Amen. Let us give big hands to our Lord Jesus Christ, who fulfilled all prophets from Old Testament. Be seated. Maybe seated. This is not all, just some. Yes, especially Messiah's messianic prophecies are clearer, more explicit than those in any other Old Testament book. Also in this book, Isaiah, there are some messianic prophecies waiting for their fulfillment in the second coming of Jesus Christ. If I show again, the prophets which will be fulfilled by his second coming, also we need time. But let me show just one prophets waiting for fulfillment by his second coming. Sometimes there is a prophecy for his first coming, sometimes for his second coming. Sometimes mixed, blend the two together. As you open your Bible, Isaiah chapter 11, especially chapter 11. Yes, we read already. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 is already fulfilled by his first coming. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. Who is Jesse? Father of David. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. This prophecy was fulfilled already by his first coming. Then from verse 2 to verse 10, is waiting for fulfillment by his second coming. Okay. Let me read. You can, if you want, you can read together. From verse 2 to 10 is waiting for its fulfillment in his second advent. The spirits of the Lord will rest on him, the spirits of wisdom and of understanding, the spirits of counsel and of power, the spirits of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. This, especially from verse 6, this verse very familiar with others. But the fulfillment of these prophets is waiting for his second coming, literally. Okay, let us read from verse 6. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goats, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and the little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat the straw like the ox. The infants will play near the hole of the cobra. Wow. And the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, when in that day, in his second advent, the roots of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. Amen. Praise the Lord. What time is it now? Still, I have much to share with you. Are you okay? Okay. Quickly, okay. We are seeing, we are starting. Isaiah is a small Bible in big Bible, miniature Bible. Let me say just 3 points more. 3 points more. Yes. Isaiah's name appears 22 times in the New Testament. Isaiah, the word Isaiah means what? Isaiah means the Lord saves. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation. That's why last part of Isaiah is full of salvation, promise of salvation, comfort of salvation. My salvation is on the way. My salvation will not be delayed. I will give my salvation, not only for Judah, not only for Israel, but for all nations. I will make you a light for the Gentiles, so that you may bring my salvation to the end of the earth. My salvation through all generations. And finally, all the end of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Salvation, salvation, salvation. Isaiah finished with comfort, consolation of salvation. Isaiah means the Lord saves. Salvation is of the Lord. Yes, like this, the name Jesus means salvation. The angel of the Lord said to Joseph, husband of Mary, you are to give him Jesus, name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Just like Isaiah means the Lord saves, also Jesus means he will save his people from their sins. Means salvation, true, real, genuine salvation can be found only in Jesus Christ. We know salvation is found in no one else. There's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. That name is Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says there is a faithful, very, very faithful, trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That word is Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. To save sinners. You know, Revelation in heaven, there is a choir, chorus. They are singing. Do you know what they are singing? Salvation. They cried in a loud voice. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on his throne and to the Lamb. This is a song. This is a testimony sung in the heaven. They cried loudly, in a loud voice. Salvation belongs to the Lord, the Lamb who was crucified on the cross. Yes, if we agree salvation belongs to only Jesus Christ, we must it clearly in our confidence, in our faith statements. Shall we see one more time? Verse 3. Do you remember? We read already verse chapter 1, verse 3. Very interesting very interesting expression, but very, very serious. Chapter 1, verse 3. Chapter 1, verse 3, we read already, first time. The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger. But Israel does not know, my people do not understand. Wow. Yes, we know the dog, D-O-G, the dog knows its owner. Do you agree? The dog knows its feeder. The dog knows who is giving food giver. No matter how fierce, no matter how aggressive, no matter how notorious a dog may be, that dog welcomes, accepts its owner, likes its owner, even obeys its owner. Then Bible's logic is, if a man does not know his creator, does not know his master, does not know his Lord, does not know his savior, does not know his sustainer, provider, he is less than the dog. This is Bible's logic, not my logic. That's why sin of sins is not believing in Jesus Christ. Yes, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The problems of all human beings is sin. Yes, we know what is sin. Many people think sin means doing something bad, wrong against other people, against our neighbors, against our friends, such as rape, murder, killing, cheating, imperialism. Yes, they are sins. They are sinful acts. They are wrong. We should remove them from our lives. That's true. But sin of sins is the root of sin, which is rejecting Jesus Christ in rebellion against God, an enemy with God. They are only visible fruits, symptoms of the disease called sin. That's why Jesus himself says, in regard to sin, men do not believe in me. Please remember, men are not sinners because they do sin. But men sin because they are sinners, basically. It means not believing in Jesus Christ as personal Savior is sin of sins, unforgettable. This is testimony of Jesus Christ. In regard to sin, they do not believe in me. And finally, let me say one more thing. Yes, Bible is mission manual book. Bible is mission handbook. Do you think so? In the New Testament, every book closes with world mission commitments. For example, Matthew closed, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Mark closed, go into the world and preach gospel, preach good news to all creation. Luke, you are witnesses of all these things. John, feed my lamb. Take care of my sheep. And finally, in Acts, we know just before his ascension, the final will Jesus left on earth is X1A. We know X1A. Do you know X1A? When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will receive power, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth, in Jeonju, in Korea, in Asia, all of the world. Some people think only in the New Testament, God is missionary God, global God, universal God. But in the Old Testament, God loved only Israel. God hated Gentiles. Somebody think like this. This is a totally wrong idea, wrong belief. Already in the Old Testament, especially in Isaiah, it is revealed clearly God is missionary God. God is mission God. God is universal, global God. Shall we see last verse? Okay. Would you open your Bible, Isaiah 19? 19, last verse. You know, this statement was very, very shocking word to Israel at the time. Okay, let us read together loudly. This is the last verse we will read in this sermon time. Okay? I promise. 19:25, let us read. Ready, go. The Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance. This word of God, unacceptable totally by Israel. Very, very shocking statements to Israel. You know, see these three countries, Egypt at the time, Egypt, Assyria, Israel, they were terrible enemies to each other. They hated each other. They fought each other. So Israel thought God hated other countries such as Assyria, Egypt, because we hated them. But God declares, Egypt, my people, wow. Assyria, my handwork. Israel, my inheritance. Already at that time, God loves all of the world, all nations. Remember, do you have some enemy? Do you hate somebody? God loves him you hate. God loves your enemies just like you in equal. This is God of world salvation. This is God of world evangelization. God does not show favoritism. God does not show partiality. God is absolutely, absolutely equal in loving every single human being so that they may be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we pray together? Let us take our individual time. Yes, not only in the Old Testament time, but also in the New Testament, equally, the sin of sins is rebelled against God by rejecting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Let us repent. Let us put our hearts in the presence of God by the most precious blood of Jesus Christ. Shall we pray together? Yes. Oh Lord, yes, Lord, they purify us. Father God, we glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our creator, our savior, our maker, our sustainer, our provider, and our Lord, our King, King of kings, Lord of lords. Father, no question, no doubt, he is coming soon to fulfill all prophecies written in your word, in your book, that is Bible. Bible is the word of God, word of you, written in human language, not in heavenly language, so that we may understand in our language. But we confess before you, we have limitation in understanding your words, your knowledge, your wisdom. That's why we need your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of revelation, the Spirit of illumination, the Spirit of inspiration, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding and knowledge, holy knowledge, heavenly knowledge. Thank you for everything, anything you have done, especially through your one and only Son, begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, purify us, cleanse us, make us holy, not based on what we are doing, but based on what Jesus has done on the cross for our sin, for our justification, for our final victory and glorification. All glory back to you one more time. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.